Hey, everybody, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We're currently making our way through the Gospel of Luke, starting in Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 18 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. The whole company of them rose up and brought him before Pilate. Then they began to accuse Jesus, saying, "We found this man perverting the nation, forbidding paying taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "So you say." Pilate said to the chief priests and the multitudes, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." But they insisted, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, even to this place." But when Pilate heard Galilee mentioned, he asked if the man was a Galilean. When he found out that he was in Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem during these days. Now, when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had wanted to see him for a long time because he had heard many things about him. He hoped to see some miracle done by him. He questioned him with many words, but Jesus gave no answers. The chief priests and the scribes stood vehemently accusing him. Herod with his soldiers humiliated him and mocked him. Dressing Jesus in luxurious clothing, they sent him back to Pilate. Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before that they were enemies with each other. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, "You brought this man to me as one that perverts the people, and behold, having examined him before you, I found no basis for a charge against this man concerning those things of which you accuse him. Neither has Herod, for I sent you to him, and see, nothing worthy of death has been done by him. I will therefore chastise him and release him." Now, he had to release one prisoner to them at the feast. But they all cried out together, saying, "Away with this man, release to us Barabbas, one who was thrown into prison for a certain revolt in the city and for murder." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, again, just so humbled and grateful for the torture that you endured and the back and forth and the questioning and the misunderstanding and the accusations that were leveled your way that were completely unfair and untrue. And Lord, because of that, you are that great high priest who can empathize with our weaknesses because you've gone through everything that we've gone through, except you did so without sin. We have this, you are this great grace giver. You give a greater grace to those of us walking through the valley of misunderstanding because you truly, truly understand what it's like. We can approach this throne of grace with confidence because we know that this act that you did on the cross is permanent for all time. And the resurrection was the exclamation point on what you did, that you are greater than death. You are greater than the sacrifice. You are greater than any sacrifice that's ever been made. And you give that greater grace. And so we come to you needy today, maybe a little broken, maybe tired, maybe overwhelmed by the world's systems and the news cycle. I know today I'm particularly burdened by that. And I think, Lord, we can get to those places where we despise, we despair of what's going on, thinking everything is bad and darkness will always win. But as we look up, as we look to the cross, as we look to you, as we realize you're seated at the right hand of the throne of the Father, ever interceding for us, we realize that light will overcome darkness and life will overcome death. And so, Lord, I pray for a shift in perspective today. And I pray that instead of following after whatever the crowd says, which is very dangerous in this particular story, this is the crowd that eventually says, "Crucify him," and asks for a murderer to be released, which is frightening, actually, if you think about it. We don't want to be like that, Lord. We want to stand out from the crowd. We want to be influenced more by the Holy Spirit within us than the cries of our culture. And so, Lord, please help us to hear your voice through the cacophony of culture screaming that's been happening in our world today. Instead of that loud clanging noise, help us hear your still, small, beautiful, powerful, amazing voice. We so desperately need to know that you are for us and that you are with us. Thank you for all of that, Jesus. Thank you for dying for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is sponsored by Leslie Leland Fields. She has a course out called Your Story Matters. And this is a course that she's put together over a long time. She's the author of 12 books, and she actually leads these courses in Alaska, which I really want to do someday. But she also now has it offered online. And it features 35 self-paced instructional videos, and then she has online classes that are live and an online community of story writers like yourself. So if you've always wanted to write your story, but you just feel like you're not sure how to do it, or maybe you're afraid of what your grandma might think, purchase this incredible course today called Your Story Matters. She says, write your story, encounter God, heal from the past, and inspire others. She's running a summer sale right now, and you can get that at Leslie Leland, L-E-Y-L-A-N-D, fields.com/WYSM. Or you can also Google Why Your Story Matters and How to Tell It and Leslie's name. So Leslie, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And I'm so grateful for what you're doing, empowering storytellers to tell their story.